You asked about the Big Ten endorsing.
Yeah.
Really, what's a plus one?
Right.
Right. First of all, the fact that the Big Ten's endorsing it is huge because Delaney, along with Mike Slive,
right,
and before that, Roy Kramer.
Right, because Big Ten, I mean, those guys usually don't endorse Mike, you know, because they had been against it before.
Right. And the fact, Roy Kramer, Mike Slive, SEC, Jim Delaney, they're really the godfathers or those who have carried the torch for the BCS.
Right.
I mean, they're the ones that really has been their baby. When the Big Ten makes a proposal like that, that tells you there's a strong possibility of change. The part that is interesting about it, though, is playing...
If you want to tell people, it's going to be four games. I mean,
four games, but the semifinal games will be on campus.
Yeah, which is pretty interesting.
That's the interesting
part. Because here's the weird thing. Let's say one's Penn State, okay, it's 110,000. Let's say one's Northwestern to hold 40. I mean, it's going to be so different in attendance and, you know, that kind of thing.
Also,
not the Northwestern, but you know what I mean? No, just like a smaller stadium.
But you could also have a semifinal game at Tuscaloosa, Alabama,
absolutely,
with the Tide playing, say, it happens to be Oklahoma State, and Penn State playing a game against, say, Stanford here. You have one game that's going to be played where it's 65 degrees and relatively warm, and another
absolutely
one where the potential is on December 15 or 16 to possibly have a swirl of something in the air and seeing a lot of breath like Lambeau Field.
I agree. Actually, I think that's the exciting part about it. I mean, you don't know if it's going to be in a 40,000-seat stadium. It's going to be in an 80,000, right, 100. You don't know what the weather is going to be like. You know, I hope they don't do... The thing I've never figured out, Steve, is why all these teams go to South for spring training.
Right.
And then they open up in the North.
Yeah.
I mean, they go there for 2 months. I've never figured this out, okay? Yeah. And they train there, and it's 85 degrees, and then they're playing at 38 degrees in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Yeah. I hope they don't do that to where they limit it to where it can be played because of weather.
Well,
I hope they play it in the snow. I hope they play it in the sun, you know, so you get a true...
You play two games in the same day. You just have to be smart about how you schedule. You can't preordain semifinal one will be no matter what. Because, you know, in the NFL, they do that.
Right.
You know, in the NFL, 1 year, I think, the Steelers had the late game, right? And the early game was Arizona. It was Arizona-Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It was the early game.
It
because
no
that
sense.
Year it was preordained that Fox had the early game, which meant the NFC was the early game.
When you're playing
that's
11 a.m.
at noon. In the warmest place you could possibly ask to be in the NFL with a dome.
Actually, the Steelers game was like
6:30 at night.
Yeah, it was
6:30 at night, you know, and it was 12 degrees.
Yeah.
Right? You're sitting there going, wouldn't it have been smarter to, you know.
Yeah, so I hope they don't restrict it like that as to where, well, no, we don't want to play. You know, I hope if they meet on campus, they truly meet on campus.
The next part they would have to do is to get in touch with the NFL and talk to the NFL.
Yeah.
Because you need
to
have
that with them ever.
You need that Saturday cleared out of National Football League games that they would be in agreement with it. That would be the next step because you have to have that cleared out. So I like the idea a lot. I also think what the Big Ten has done with the agreement with the Pac-12 is a fabulous agreement on many, many levels, getting football opponents lined up, possibility of four triple headers in basketball.
Yeah.
You bring six teams to Staples, you bring six teams to the Rose Garden in Portland, six teams to the United Center in Chicago, six to Ford Field in Detroit. And for the television partner, which happens to be technically Fox for both, because
right,
Fox owns 51% of the Big Ten Network, their production costs for 12 games are now the production costs essentially of doing four games.
Yeah.
And so it's cost effective. It's exciting for fans to see three games in one day with three different fan bases on neutral courts. And the same thing early in the season to have a Pac-12 team on your schedule to really give your schedule a forced
right
BCS feel to it.
Another thing I'll really be keeping my eye on, and maybe you haven't even thought about this, but you know how powerful the NFL is. It's the most powerful league going. I mean,
no question.
I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, every time they make
it's
a decision,
close.
9-1, not even close. Okay, so now the NFL is going to a Thursday night game every week, okay?
Yes.
I wonder when the Big Ten, and I know it's new compared to what it is, but I wonder when they'll start thinking about playing some odd games that aren't Saturdays to get their teams in prime time. Because, I mean, if it'll happen, I mean, down the road it might be, but the fact that the NFL is going to Thursday night games every week, I find that pretty interesting.
I find that actually keeps the Big Ten thinking that Saturday is our time slot.
Okay.
And putting prime time, because you don't want to go head. What happened is that ESPN for years has had a nice Thursday night game.
Okay.
A lot of it's always been the ACC.
Right.
I mean, rarely the Big Ten, the SEC rarely have played Thursday. Penn State was actually scheduled to play one Thursday ever, and that was that game at Virginia. 2 days after 9/11. Right. It was postponed to move right. back to December 1st for obvious reasons.
And now it's this year.
Right.
It's, the game finally.
Yeah, they go. Well, yeah. No, December. They play at the end of the season.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
moved the
no,
game back
right.
to December
yeah.
1st.
No,
they're
right.
just
okay.
renewing the home.
But now they're playing them again this year.
Yeah, they're going to play this year, and then next year they'll be here. And so that's the only time Penn State's ever been scheduled to play on a Thursday night
gotcha.
Outside of what a bowl
gotcha.
Game
gotcha.
Would be.
There have been a few Big Ten teams, like Indiana, that have played on like a Friday or
right.
rarely.
Minnesota had to a couple times because of Metrodome scheduling right. problems. They don't have that problem anymore. And I think what the Big Ten will do is keep games on Saturday, but search out prime time opportunities on ABC
right.
For Saturday night.
I
think Thursday is now going to throw ESPN for a
well,
loop.
Well, I guess I didn't phrase this wrong. I didn't mean that they were going to play these games. Because when I was right. covering the MAC, it's funny, back the year that Toledo Ooh. beat 2001 when they beat Penn State.
2000. 24-6.
Yeah.
And Chester Taylor.
Yeah. And
long-term NFL running
back. Still playing.
Yeah.
And that year I covered Toledo, 2000, that year, eight of their games. They only had three Saturday games. So this is back when it first.
That's all UConn had this year.
Yeah,
Ron in the Big East.
Yeah, I mean, so they do that for recruiting purposes. What, I guess what I was trying to say, though, Steve, do you think the Big Ten will get to the point, when? And I know they carry night game, do you think they'll go prime time? You think they'll move some games to 8 o'clock at night? I don't know what the contractual thing is. Would they be able to move, let's say they put Penn State, I mean, I know they're limited because of TV, but mm-hmm. we'll never get to the point where they would control, the Big Ten would control what games they have on, or you think ABC, they'll always keep it in prime time
well,
on a major network?
I think what will happen is this. Is I think we started to see the pattern this year. For example, a game between Michigan State played Wisconsin.
Right.
That was an ABC primetime game. There'll be two or three of those a year now. But I also think that you've noticed last year the Big Ten started taking in the 7 o'clock time slot
yeah.
and on the Big Ten network, Penn State, Northwestern,
and
for example.
Getting a good game instead of, you know, I mean, instead of just getting a,
exactly.
like a lot of times they'd carry Purdue and Indiana. I mean, I know it's a big game there, but
right.
nationally, but yeah.
Right. Yeah. For example, Michigan played at Northwestern, that was a 7 o'clock game. Penn State played at Northwestern, that was also a 7 o'clock game. So I think you'll find that outside of, let's face it, Ohio State, Michigan's going to be noon every year. I mean, that's
right.
just the
right.
way it is. I mean, there's a crossover game because of Ohio State
right.
and Michigan. But I think you'll see Ohio State played Nebraska, that was an ABC game. Wisconsin played Ohio State, that was an ABC game. There'll probably be four of those type games a year
cool.
that are ABC, ESPN. But then the Big Ten Network will take that 7 o'clock time slot, and they'll carve that out as a national opportunity.
I don't know enough about the monetary thing. You've been involved in it. I don't know if you know this or not, but you think the day ever comes when they would put Michigan State on at 7 o'clock at night and carry on Big Ten?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
That's what kind of what I'm thinking about, you know, because
I do.
Because that'd be prime time. They can make the money. The Big Ten's reaching a lot of markets now. That's what I was talking about. Do you think they'll take some
yes.
marquee games like that and make them prime time? Because that would draw tons of.
I do, because for them right now, the Big Ten Network has made tremendous inroads. Once they got Time Warner and Comcast on board, which was in the second year,
right.
they went from being in the red to being financially in the black.
Oh, yeah.
What now? Also, they made a major commitment to try and carry as many sports as possible. They still do that, but they found out after the first year what drives the engine. Football drives the engine. Men's basketball drives the engine in terms of ratings, and that's why you see so many more shows surrounding those particular sports.
What is it, and I don't know if you know this for sure, but what is the payout for football now for the Big Ten, the TV contract only, and what is it for basketball? It used to be like $4 or $5 million.
It's a lump sum now for everything.
Okay.
Everything's a lump sum.
But it's still a pretty good chunk of change.
Well, I think if you add up all the TV money, ESPN, ESPN2, CBS, because CBS does basketball,
correct.
ABC, Big Ten Network, each school is in the $20 to $22 million range.
That's kind of what I thought.
And if you're at Nebraska, your agreement with the Big 12 was approximately $9 million per
right,
year.
So,
and suddenly they looked around and said, $9 million, $22 million. Now, you know, being a university, you can add and subtract. That's $13 million more.
Well, you know what's funny, Steve? It seems so weird because it wasn't all that long ago. Everybody was talking about what a great deal NBC had with Notre Dame. Okay,
right.
That's now. It's kind of dwarfed now by everybody else.
Yes.
So you just wonder how long Notre Dame can, in fact, fight off being independent. Because you've been around long enough, like me, when Penn State was an independent. Totally different era. It's hard,
sure.
It's hard to compete like that now.
It's hard to compete like that. And for Notre Dame, for example, They also now tailored more rules in there that weren't available before. When Notre Dame went to the Fiesta Bowl and played Chad Johnson, yes, Chad Ochocinco.
The Chad Johnson?
Chad Ochocinco.
Like 6 names
and,
ago?
And T.J. Houtsmanzada. Yeah. They were both on Oregon State. Right. They played in the Fiesta Bowl. Oregon State blew them out. But right. Notre Dame back then received the full payout of $17 million. Correct. And what happened was that other schools sat back and said, hey, wait a minute. This isn't right. And that's when they put in the Notre Dame rule, which means that if Notre Dame goes to a BCS game, say they're lucky enough to get there, they're treated as the second Big East team in a $4 million payout.
Right.
Okay? They don't get the full ride. They get four. And the only way Notre Dame gets the full payout is if it's the national championship game.
Gotcha.
If it's the national championship game, they get the full payout. If they are in a BCS game that's not the national championship game, they are considered Big East at-large school too, and right. they get $4 million. And so that's how they – so they're putting more penalties in to make sure that they're not getting right. an advantage.
Yeah. Now, I guess maybe I don't know this, but – and I know all the other hockey schools will generate money. What kind of money do you think Penn State can generate from Big Ten for hockey? I mean, do you have a rough idea?
Yeah, rough idea of Penn State potentially.
Right.
Yeah. And this is throwing a dart, but I'd say could potentially turn a profit of $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
But you have to remember
how many games are you guessing are on TV?
They're going to put, I think, between 45 and 60 games on TV total.
So Penn State would have
Penn State would have five or six minimum.
Okay. Yeah,
minimum.
Okay.
Minimum.
But that makes your product better, though, because people want to come out and see it.
And they're talking about Friday night hockey. They're also talking about the possibility of a Monday night hockey game of the week
right.
in the Big Ten. So there's interesting possibilities of that. But, again, women's hockey was added. So when you add that in, you're going to run a big deficit there. Just the size of the squad, the equipment needed, so forth, you're going to run a deficit. So even though you may make money from one, it's not going to translate into a total.
I really like college basketball, but I think it's become so saturated. There's so many games.
Oh,
I mean, there's
I
too
watched
many
Drexel
games.
Last
yeah.
night.
I mean, you know what I mean? You know, every time you turn, every channel you flip to is college basketball. I think they've hurt themselves a little bit. I think mm-hmm. I like the fact that you say that, you know, there's only going to be so many games because I love the tournament. I love it. March Madness. Yeah. There's probably nothing better than that, but. But it's so saturated now. There's too many games on every yeah. America East, America West, America South, America yeah. North. I mean, every time you turn on TV, there's another yeah. game on. I just think it's too.
I know more about Stephen F. Austin than I ever dreamed I would.